Yo. Sorry. Mic check. How we sound? Sound good? We sound, yeah, I can hear. Mic check, mic check. We back. We are back. Welcome back to another episode of the Bus Pass. I'm your host. I am Worldwide West, the original, nigga. Feel me? But welcome back to the Bus Pass, man. Episode 2. Let's get it. We got some good topics today. Got some good topics. We ain't gonna be here too long, no. Not too long. Just got a few things we got to address. First off, I want to say thanks to the people who are listening. First time listeners. Last time listeners. All my day one friends, family. Shout out to y'all. I got some nice feedback from the first episode, and a lot of people liked it. Just know I'm working, trying to get better each pod, okay? We'll be streaming soon. We'll have some clips coming out, videos. You know, whole content thing is going to be on and popping. Feel me? So just stay with it, man. Just stay with the... Keep taking this bus, you feel me? Keep coming to these stops. Because I promise you, it's lit. Shout out to the city. Columbus, Ohio. Shout out to the whole Ohio. Shout out to the Midwest. This is who I do it for, you feel me? Y'all. Shout out to all the kids, all the babies. All the impoverished families. Shout out to all y'all, man. All right, where we want to start at, man? Where do we want to start at? I know what we can do. I know. Yep, let's get to it real quick. Let's get it out the way. Kendrick Lamar dropped. Did y'all hear me? Kendrick Lamar dropped. Did y'all hear the flick of the lighter? Anybody that knows me knows I'm a smoker. So, Kendrick dropped GNX. I think it's probably like a mixtape. It's on all platforms though. Go check it out. Got some good music on there. It's kind of got a lot of the Cali sound, you know. For me, I'm good. Just me personally. There's a couple songs on there. I like the songs with SZA. I think he got like 2 or 3 songs where that was pretty straight. And then there was one other song that I was like, oh, okay, I like this. But some of the Cali sound and just, I don't know, I just be kind of good on the sound. I can't get past the delivery. Yeah, the delivery just be, eh. Sometimes it just be a little, eh, to me. You know, a little blue faces. A little blue face-ish. And so it just makes it a tough listen for me personally. You know, this is art, though, so it's subjective, you know. Some people like it. I mean, I think it's going to help out some of those artists. It's going to help them maybe reach to other regions so that their sound is introduced to other parts. Now, I'm not saying that nobody knows what the Cali sound is, and they've had artists before, but it's just... California, LA, you know, San Fran, Bay Area, stuff like that. sometimes their music just tends to stay there, though. They'll be a big artist, you know what I mean? And it just won't get past those mountains out there, basically. Like, it'll stay in that region out there. You know, it'll get up to the Bay, and it may reach up to Portland and, I mean, you know, Oregon and Washington and stuff like that. It just kind of tends to stay in that region sometimes. And I do think that Kendrick Lamar is a mega artist, mega star, you know, that he is going to give them cosigns and stuff like that, which can help them to reach other demographics, other regions of the world. You know what I mean? Kendrick, he's a big megastar artist, you know? So it's going to help them. It was dope to see that happen always, you know. I'm always for my local artists, the underground artists. I'm always for that. And, you know, he's trying to help push the needle. So shout out to him for that. If you're looking for, like, really a crazy deep dive pause on, you know, or album breakdown, mixtape breakdown, whatever, lyric breakdown, all that shit from me, that's not really me. I'm not really here to break down lyrics. I break down some business, you know what I mean? You know, like, you know, PG Lang, that's his label. They distributed it through Interscope. So they probably license it to them or just have a, you know, they cut him a check, though. I'd have to do more investigating. You know, that's my side is the business side. I focus on that shit. I don't really care for a lyric breakdown and shit like that. Now, I am listening to the lyrics. And, of course, I heard him in there dissing Drake and shit a little bit. And speaking on just, you know, Kendrick has been pretty consistent on his message as far as just, you know, he's a man of the people, pretty much. Just to sum it up, short form, he's just a man of the people. He's for black empowerment, things like that. So, you know, he's pretty consistent in what he does, but I see that everything that he accused, or not accused, but, you know, pointed out Drake for doing, he's pretty much probably going to have to, he's probably going to have to kind of do that in a way, meaning you got to tap in with different artists, different sounds, different regions, stuff like that to, you know, boost yourself into that other realm, that kind of, you know, Drake and all them other. Because, like, Kendrick, he, like, as much as we want to sit here and that whole beef sparked all this, it's almost political. Like, that's what that beef turned into. Democrat, Republican shit, basically. You know, Kendrick and Drake. If you like Kendrick, you can't fuck with Drake. If you fuck with Drake, you can't fuck with Kendrick. Or if you say something about him, you a hater. Or if you, this shit turned into petty, goofy bullshit, if you ask me. And it's those diehard fans that, you know, they just have a fandom to whoever, whichever artist. I get it. That's what's up. You know, I ain't knocking you. I don't really do that. You know what I mean? I remember at a point in time in my life when I was stands of certain shit, and then I just, you know, got a different thinking and different meanings, and, you know, I'm not, it's deeper than just surface level shit for me with that. But my point is it created this divide, basically, within hip-hop with these two niggas, essentially, though. Anything that Kendrick put out, in my opinion, I think sometimes niggas is like overthinking it and they creating, oh, he dropped it for this, or it meant this, or he's like, man, sometimes I don't think he as calculated as some people are trying to paint, or vice versa. Oh, Drake this way. Look, the nigga Drake probably is human, meaning, I know I said he probably is, the nigga is human, meaning Yeah, he probably was salty. He lost. I mean, come on now. We don't think that nigga's ego was hurt or whatever. Yeah, he was probably salty. Naturally, as anybody, though. Anybody gonna be salty if they lose some shit. We watch it with sports niggas all the time and shit. You know? And then, you know, nigga calling you some shit that you don't think that you are. And, like, I don't, like, you know, come on now. It's like I was telling people. Like, of course, Kendrick did a great job of making us look at Drake, like, side-eye, like, nigga, what you be on? But, like, all right. I would hope to think, though, that if Kendrick really believed he was into pedophilia or something, or he was sex trafficking kids or some women or whatever like that, snitch and call the boys, nigga. Don't go make no damn track. That's just my opinion. But, you know what I mean? Like, call the fucking police. Fuck we gonna go make not like us for? But, you know, some people, they believe that now, like, oh, nah, Drake, he been, like, all right, bro. I ain't into it. I'm just listening to the music. I think they both make good music. I think they both currently still make good music. I think that Kendrick feels lit right now. He feel like, nigga, he just whooped on Drake, which he, you know, he... I was going to say he did, but, like... Me, personally, I don't think that he just whooped on him. I think that, you know, Not Like Us just ended up becoming a mega song that it was so huge of a hit that it could drown out anything that anybody was putting out at the time. You know what I mean? Like, it was viral on TikTok. It, you know, everybody playing it and stuff like that. But it's like, when you really go back and look back at it, if you just looked at the song list from both of the artists that were the quote-unquote diss tracks, they was making some good shit, you know? It's not me being biased towards anybody. It's just stating the facts. But, yeah, that's just, like I said, my opinion. He dropped GNX yesterday. It's cool. Like I said, I'm not really, like, the sound and some of the little gimmicky, like, the way his delivery is sometimes. Like, I just don't really, like, care for that personally. But, like I said, it's a couple tracks on there that I like. Can't remember how many songs are on there. I think it's, like, 12 or something. Yeah, 12 or 13, one of those. But, you know, it's like, I like about three, maybe four of them. But the rest of that shit, you know, if you from California, you probably fucking love it. If you from LA, you probably fucking love it. You know what I mean? Like, it's y'all sound. So I would imagine you guys love it. And so it's good for your market, your sound, that is helping put y'all on, and it helped that one of y'all's who happens to be a megastar was able to help, you know, put even more ears on it. So, go check out Kendrick. It's on all platforms. All right. What else we got? I think I got one. I said Ohio. Most dangerous streets in Ohio list dropped. And they had some people conflicted, like, or confused, or, you know, just like, all right, who's making the criteria, or, you know, things like that. I seen it. I peeped it. It was a dope little idea and stuff like that. I seen the number one street in Ohio that was the most dangerous street was East Livingston Avenue. All my South Siders and my East Siders, and or if you're from Columbus and you've been around each side, like, I done been around every side. I know all the hood and all that. I mean, I'm cool with a lot of people. But where at on East Livingston? Now, well, I know some of y'all are like, hold on, what you tripping? No, I'm not saying that East Livingston Avenue doesn't have pockets on there that are hood. But come on now, my people that's from Columbus, think about this. Think about this. And if you know, you know. Southsiders, Eastsiders. Livingston runs from, what is that? That's, is that High Street? Yeah, that's High Street, I think. I think all the way down High Street. Yeah, I believe. High Street. It goes from there all the way down to, it runs right into 256, Pickerington, Ohio. The entire Livingston Avenue is not hood. Now, a majority of Livingston Avenue, though, is hood. That's silly. But the entire Livingston Avenue isn't hood. I think that's what some people are, like, inflicted on. Like, y'all put whole streets and, like, them some big-ass streets that y'all put. Like, damn. Now, if you would have said, like, Ohio Avenue, like, oh, yeah, okay. You know what I mean? Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, Champion, Berkeley, you know, or some streets up north. I'm not really well-versed. And I'm sure from some of the other respective cities around Ohio, and they seen some streets on there from their area on that list, they may have had questions like some of us here in Columbus did. Like, all right, who, you know, what's the criteria? Who deemed it? How did we come up with this? Because I think that's the only thing that I would knock when it comes up with the list is, like I said, the entire East Livingston Avenue isn't hood. Shit, the entire Cleveland Avenue ain't hood. Now, both of them are very, these streets stretch for miles, you know? And so that's why I'm saying, like if you're from Columbus and you're from the east side in particular, and if they would have had, you know, we may have had to go back in time because, you know, I ain't been down there in a little minute. But, like, if they would have said Elaine Road, people would have known exactly where you're talking about. Or if you would have put Ohio Avenue, or you would have put Champion, or you would have put Berkeley, or you would have put Oakwood or something, you know what I mean? Like, we know that we probably would have known the exact little pocket, too, that you're talking about, that you're referencing. But when you put that whole street, them is two, like I said, I can't remember that. We might have had a couple other streets on that list as well. But you put East Livingston Avenue, I can tell you right now, once you get on the other side of 256, on not 256, Bryce Road, East Livingston Avenue continues. Ain't much hood right there. People don't want to talk about. I'm right at Bryce and Livingston. Speedway right here. The club and all that shit right behind the Speedway. You know, we got the Euro spot on the other side. The Donato's is right. Like, hey, come on now. If you're from Columbus, you know. You start traveling towards 256, my nigga, you slowing down in your car because there's pockets where the boys be lurking. Now, it ain't just like great living. I ain't saying it's just the best, you know, high-end shit, but like it ain't just hood shit. Or if you get down there where I'm from, I'm like Livingston and James. All right, I know the niggas that started some of them blocks over there. Free my nigga Ted. R.I.P. my nigga Kendall. Damn. R.I.P. my nigga Yellow. You feel me? Shout out my nigga Mel. Like, I know all my niggas. You feel me? I grew up over there. Livingston and James to probably Hamilton Road. Yeah, it's pretty hood. But if you go from Livingston and James towards college, it's not that hood. That was the puppies in the back. Sorry, y'all. These niggas always be fighting and shit. But, yeah, if you go from Livingston and James towards College Avenue, you got Berwick and Bexley on both sides of the street. No hood over there. Now, from college to probably Parsons, nigga, it's straight hood. South side shit. We right on the corner of College and Livingston. You got the Speedway right there, the car lot that been there for years. If you know, you know. Let's keep riding. We got the damn liquor store right there next to the subway. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Chinese spot right over there. All right, we still rolling. All right, we getting in there. It's starting to look a little sketchy. We right at the mobile, right across from the Tim Hortons. Little bum sitting out in front of the mobile. Look at the hood. All right, we didn't just got the Alum Creek in Livingston. All right, is this the hood? Yeah. We got the Shell right there on the corner, Riley's. I'll tell you right now, gonna be late as hell. Ain't nothing gonna be open except that Riley's, McDonald's, White Castle right there. All the lines gonna be long as hell. All right, let's keep riding. We passing through Driving Park. We coming up on Fairwood and Livingston. We in the hood. We on the south side, basically. Come on now. We on the south side. We riding right up to Ohio and all the Deuce niggas and Champion, Berkeley. You feel me? We coming up on all that shit. It's hood right there. They kind of gentrifying some of that shit, though, right now. So that's why I said it's really kind of conflicting. You ride down there right now, and all the spots that I'm talking about, starting at damn near Berkeley and all that shit, Children's Hospital starting to buy up all them homes. You actually ride up in there. Some of that shit nice. And some people, you got white people out there jogging. Still got the crackheads out there at night. But during the day, some of that shit, they over there fixing that shit up. They doing that everywhere, though. They fixing up and they gentrifying. They moving back in. They moving. See, what you got to realize, you got to watch how they doing it. You got to watch how they doing it. Pay attention. Pay attention to all my people here in Columbus. To all my people. You'll see where they starting to push people towards. You got the people that want to come back into the inner cities. Because some of the hoods and places where my family and stuff is from and where I grew up at, they live there now. Mount Vernon, prime example. That's where my family, they from there. All through there. Ball of Arms, all that. Grew up over there. You go over there now, same homes that was abandoned, boarded up, falling over, all that stuff. Them homes is $300,000 starting off, and you got to put $200,000 work into it. And don't let them already fix it up. If they fixed it up, that mug is probably $600,000 starting off on the market. Swear to God. So I say, like, my point is basically, while, you know, the list was fun and things like that, it was interesting to see. Some of these places that we just naming, they're not necessarily hood or dangerous, I should say. But, you know, each his own. Okay, what else we got? What else we got? Oh, speaking of streets and dangerous streets, Livingston Lonsdale Blood Gang. Respectfully, I never heard of y'all's gang. I'm sorry. Don't want no smoke. Just saying. Never heard of you niggas. Never heard of y'all. But 190-page indictment. Damn. I read it. I mean, they got like 16 of them. Probably a bit more. Couple of them, like when I seen their picture, I'm like, I done seen that nigga a couple times. I mean, they had charges from all types of ranges, selling drugs to having Glocks and switches and assault charges. I mean, it was all type of shit. Cooked, overcooked, done. Just unfortunate, you know what I mean? This is what comes with the street shit. This is what comes with the gang shit, street shit, you know what I mean? As a man, when you're younger, you are always faced and you come to that crossroad where I can go street or I can like go and just be like a, you know, regular nigga shit. And, you know, if you got on that path, and, you know, these are things that come with it right here. This is the shit that comes with it. Penitentiary. Death. Or, I mean, you get some people that get lucky and they are able to make it out. And kind of reform themselves in a way, kind of educate the young ones about, you know, hey, this shit ain't as lit as it look, and, you know, things like that. And, you know, a lot of times, unfortunately, it falls on deaf ears to the younger generation. I mean, shoot. Look at Dirk. You talking about making it out. Nigga was up. You made it. And he still let that shit trick him out of his spot. Can't be mad at nobody but yourself. But yeah, man. Livingston, Lonsdale, blood game. Maybe that's why they was thinking that Livingston Avenue was the most dangerous street. Maybe because of that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But they're out of here. It's over for some of them niggas. If you know those corner stores that's down there near Woodcrest, it makes sense. It'll be like, oh, okay. Because it's definitely been some times when, you know, I need to go get something from the store. I might be over in the area. Got a couple of homies that live down near there. And depending on how it looked in front of the store, I might go up the road to, like, Speedway or something. Just being all the way out. Like them stores was hit or miss. Like, sometimes you could be out in front of the store and, you know, it's all good. Run in, run out real quick, grab my little stuff, you know, I'm out. Sometimes it might be 50 niggas outside of that store. I ain't dealing with you little niggas. Just saying. What else we got? What else we got? We got Eastland Mall set to be demolished by September of 2025. All my Eastsiders. In Columbus, we've had malls that are pretty much on each side. I don't know what the little Southside Mall was, though. Was it Eastland for the South Side? I don't know. But, you know, we had Northland, we had Westland, and then you had Eastland. Oh, Eastland is, I know Westland is gone, I'm pretty sure, or they started tearing it down. But, you know, Eastland is finally about to be gone. East Side staple. Damn. Little mall had a lot of potential. I mean, in its glory days, it thrived. I mean, I remember it back when it had the shoe stores in it popping, food court was popping. It had a Macy's in there, JCPenney's at one point in time. You know, at one point in time, it also had two Macy's in there. Little Macy's on one side, and then you go around to the original one. I mean, it just, it's sad to see it go, but it's like, I mean, shit, it ain't nothing but an eyesore right now. So it just speaks to seeing the city growing, evolving. One, you know, just me getting older, seeing things that were, that used to be there that are now gone. You know, like, damn. Like, you know, to my kids and stuff, they'll never know about an Eastland Mall. It's just like some people that know nothing about the city center. To my generation, definitely the generation before me and stuff, city center, I was popping. Sometimes I sit back and wonder, why did they take city center out? Because if you think about it, it could have been a nice ass, like that could have been like one of the premier malls here in Columbus. And like maybe parking, I don't know, I was young. I was younger when they took it out, probably freshman year in high school, maybe they took it out. But, I mean, I don't know. It's just, yeah, you're just getting older, seeing the city grow, and like I said, seeing places that were there and gone, you know? So, Eastland Mall, next year it'll be done, over. Don't know what they're putting over there. I don't know. That little area got potential, but they haven't reached that far yet to fix up that area. You know, I don't know what they're gonna do with it. We'll see. We will see. What else we got? Columbus City Schools. This is something that's been kind of irking me. It's kind of been on my mind for some years. Columbus City Schools is attempting to close 9 more schools. They've already closed some schools down. They've merged some, stuff like that. They're attempting to close 9 more. I looked at the list. I think most are elementary schools. And then there's a couple middle schools on there. And the people are kind of torn on it because they're trying to figure out, do we do away with the schools completely? Do we merge some of these schools? You know, what are we going to do? You can go online and look at the list. And if you see it, you will understand why they are closing the schools that they're closing. Low enrollment. Some of them just got old buildings, barely have AC even working in them, stuff like that. Improper ADA accommodations. Some of them ain't even got elevators. Some of them don't even have ramps, handicap ramps, ADA ramps that they would need. You know, it's sad to see. I'm one of those people that's kind of torn on it too. While I do believe, though, that we got way too many schools here in Columbus, for Columbus City Schools. And I know some people would say, well, it's a lot of kids. It's a lot of people in Columbus City Schools. You're right. Hear me out, though. I think we just need to merge some of these schools. You can use some of these buildings as satellite campuses, things like that. But my personal thing is I think that we could merge some of these schools, especially these high schools, together. They just become massive campuses at this point. And, I mean, I can give you plenty of examples of schools that are the size of a campus, of like a little mini college campus. So like I said, I'm one of those people that's torn on it. I get it though. I get why some people, you know, have issues with it. Now, this is where we need the people to come and voice things though. We need the people. Y'all got to show up. The Columbus Board of Education, they got regular meetings they always have every month. The first and third Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m. I told y'all this before on me and Rich's podcast. Told y'all this. Open to the public. The first and third Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m. Right on South High at the administrative building. We need y'all there. We need the people. We need y'all to come here and show up and voice some of our issues and our concerns. Not in this past election. I think it was maybe in the summertime. Can't remember. It was whenever it was on the ballot. I remember seeing it. I remember it was on the ballot when they were trying to legalize recreational marijuana in Ohio. There was a levy that was on the ballot for the Columbus City Schools District, Franklin County. Now, sometimes, like, these are the things when you'll hear people voice and they'll say, you know, hey, we got to vote locally. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Do you understand what you're voting for? If not, seek the information. The levy that they were passing is, it plays a part into what I'm speaking of now. Them downsizing and all this and that. It also speaks to us. So, okay. If they put the levy in, okay, they're going to do one of three things. Raise your income tax or your property tax, or they're going to put a, what they call it, a permanent improvement tax. Usually a lot of the districts, you'll see somebody like a Pickerington to do something like this. They'll put the permanent improvement tax because in 5 years they are building a new stadium for one of the high schools. So for this levy that they just had, they wanted, well, they did, they raised our property taxes. Okay. My whole thing is this, okay? As someone who pays property taxes for Franklin County, I want to see where my money is going to as far as these school buildings. That's me. I want to see. Okay? Because while they passed the levy, and like I said, essentially your property taxes went up. Some people may not even know what a levy does. Okay. When they pass a levy, they've secured additional funding from taxpayers, okay? They use the funding to directly benefit the employees, often being like They've given out raises. They've increased salaries. They have improved the benefits. Or they have implemented programming. That's how they like to do it in the education system. For me, well, I'm always for people getting paid. But there's some people that fall into them salaries that increase that I was just speaking of. You already make good ass money, motherfucker. Now the teachers, the aides and stuff like that, nah, get them more. So, yep, let them benefit from it. Okay. Like I said, you ones sitting up at the top and y'all making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year already, I'm sorry. I need to make sure that the star players are taken care of. And in my opinion, the star players, while you guys do play a part, the LeBron Jameses, the Steph Currys, the Kevin Durants, the Lucas, the Jokic's, and all of those are the teachers and the aides. Those are the ones that's dealing with the kids every day. They know them. They have to deal with their behaviors and personalities. They practically are an extension of families. They out here raising kids and teaching them. So I'm sorry. Yeah, the one up there at the top that you already making good-ass money, that your kid may not even go to school in this district. Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me take care of the teachers and the aides and the janitors and all them and stuff first. The freaking the cafeteria lady and, you know, yeah, let me take care of all them first. They ain't making that much damn money. They not. So let me take care of them. Let me make the benefits lit for them. Okay, some of the programming. All right, that's cool. Let me fix up these infrastructures. Let me fix up these buildings. See, sometimes they just play. You know what I mean? They bullshit. They'll sit there and bullshit, man. So I brought that to y'all's attention. I want y'all to really look into this thing. I want y'all to really look into this. Columbus City Schools, I believe they are starting to understand and realize, hey, we need to maybe downsize. I don't want some of these teachers and some of these employees, though, now that I don't want them losing jobs and losing money. No, they can still be useful. If we merge these schools and create some of these campuses now that I'm talking about and put all of these resources into these one schools and bring back some of the things that were in the schools back in the day that y'all taking out, and we have to make sure that there's even room for them, like things like Career Center. Love Career Center, but can we put some of that stuff back directly into the school? Can we bring Home Ec back? Can we bring Woodshop back? Can we bring Auto Shop back? Like directly at the school. The kid don't got to leave. It's just, you know, just my suggestion. You know, nothing that we have to do as a fact, but just, you know, wishful thinking, I should say. All right. Just went on a quick little rant. Make sure y'all show up to those meetings. The things that, like I said, we talk about all the time. We say, you know, the local elections is what really matters and things like that. Okay, well, show up. Like I told you, Board of Education, I go to these meetings. They have them every month, the first and the third Tuesday at 6 p.m. I now live probably about 5 minutes away from that South High Administrative Building. I go to those meetings all the time. I just go in. I'll sit in there and I'll just listen to what they're talking about. It's been getting messy. They've been Y'all better go pay attention to y'all school board. Oh, Columbus City Schools, I'm sorry. I got to put y'all on Front Street. It been some messy bullshit going on. I've been paying attention. I've been watching. I'm at the meetings, damn it. City Council, same thing for them. First and third Mondays of the month. You don't know they have it? 6:30 p.m. I used to work for the State House as a damn janitor. I used to clean the fucking chambers that they have the City Council meetings in that are open to the public that they also air on the local little channel. I can't remember what channel it is. It's the little bullshit Columbus channel. If you know, you know. Pull up to these things. These people work for us. Come talk to them. I be in that motherfucker look just like back in the day, sitting like this lean on me or some shit. I be right in the back listening to some of the people that show up and they voice the issues that they have with these people. And that's what it's about. They ain't gonna hear y'all if y'all don't show up. And then they gonna be making these changes that our babies gotta deal with and stuff. And you know, these schools are going away and all that. We can help them to get this thing right. But y'all gotta show up and voice it. Cause they don't fucking know what they're doing. Trust me. And I'm aware that, you know, all of the additional funding that Columbus City Schools and stuff gets, but with us being one of the bigger school, well, shit, the biggest school district in Ohio, all right, come on, man. We got some raggedy-ass schools, raggedy-ass systems. I don't even want to talk about the education. A lot of these schools, they got failing grades. They are not helping our babies out. They're going to be quick to tell your 5-6-year-old that's in kindergarten that they got ADHD or something. They're going to want to put them on medication. They're going to want to utilize an IEP, and they ain't even doing that to be helpful. IEP, Individualized Education Plan. Okay? Even those come with a bad stigma to them. The more you investigate and do your homework on a fucking IEP, it'd be like, all right, how the hell doesn't everybody have a fucking IEP? How is it that we all don't have our own individualized educational plan? But that's another, I don't even want to get into that. That's a whole nother deep dive. I'm very passionate when it comes to these kids. I am very passionate when it comes to these kids, though. And one of the things that, like I said, I hate that I see is that, you know, the education system is just failing us at all fucking times. Some bullshit, man. Some bullshit. All right, what we got on sports? Yesterday, we're coming to an end on high school football. You know, you still got some great teams out there that's still playing. And yesterday, I think one of the, I know Pickerington and Olentangy played against each other. I believe Olentangy won. I'd have to actually check that. Bishop Watterson and Steubenville played. I got family that's also by way of Steubenville. They played. Watterson beat them. They remain undefeated. Coming in on basketball season now. Like I told y'all, man, go check out that homecoming documentary on John Mobley. Freshman guard up at The Ohio State University. He's balling out. Him and the Royal kid. Royal, he's from Pickerington. He up there balling too. They doing their thing. OSU looks like they got a pretty good team this year. I really can care less for college basketball personally. But, you know, I check in on it because I do like basketball. But it's just I got a whole little beef with the style of the game and, you know, the little two-half shit. They got to change some of that shit too. But anyways, That's all I got for y'all this week, man. That's all I got. Just wanted to get a quick pod out again because I care about you guys. The consistency is something that I'm plan on being consistent. And yes, I wanted to get my little take out there about Kendrick. For all you little K-Dot fans, man, y'all can stop fucking dick eating. Every time somebody else says something subjective about some fucking art, y'all get in your fucking feelings when nobody else likes it or something. Definitely wanted to get that shit off about the Columbus City Schools, though. And we'll get into that more next time because, like I said, if y'all not paying attention, the school board, it's some bullshit going on up there. And I think on the next ride, we're going to get into that conversation. Brandon Simmons, I've been there, bro. I have been at the meetings. I know about all the dumb bullshit y'all doing. It's messy, bro. But it's cool. I'll address all that, like I said, the next ride. But until next time, people, until next time, I'll catch y'all, man. One love.